My name's Stuart Langridge.
My name's Jono Bacon.
And this is
Shot of Jack. Tablets, tablets, tablets. It seems they're all the rage right now. The Apple iPad, the Dell Streak, the new Acer Android tablet. Ever since Apple announced its much-publicized tablet, people have gone a little bit touch bonkers. Of course, we're as sick to the back teeth of hearing about the iPad as much as you all are, but it is interesting to see how Apple have invigorated the market. Microsoft themselves had several goes at the tablet market with the PC Companions, XP Tablet Edition, Origami, and it didn't really make much of an impact. While Intel even themselves had a crack at this with the mobile internet devices as a staging post between PCs and mobile phones. All struggled and Apple waltzed in, announced the iPad and sold 1 million units in 28 days. Now, while Apple has its fair share of fanboys, I think it would be naive to assume that the fanboys are the only source of this growth. US-based ABI research says it could, quote, be the real start of a new market segment for media tablets, and they project 4 million in sales this year, as in 4 million units, rising to about 57 million units by 2015. So let's put the iPad to one side for the moment and ask the real question. If Apple can open up a market this large by creating an elegant implementation, albeit proprietary, what opportunities does this present for open source?
There are a number of hardware options available. As you mentioned, in the past, we've had various attempts at tablets with the XP Tablet Edition stuff, PC Companions. You had plenty of tablets, which are actually laptops, but the screen rotated, so you could spin the screen around and lay it down on top of the keyboard. But yeah, in the wake of the iPad release, there have been a number of competing things from other OEMs, from other upstream hardware manufacturers. So the Dell Streak, for example, which is weird because it's 5 inches in size, so it's big enough that you can't put it in your pocket like a mobile phone, but small enough that you don't get the benefits of having a big touchscreen like the iPad. So I don't really understand where the Streak fits in.
Seems like a stupid idea to me.
Yeah, but you've got the Acer tablet, and there are a few smaller OEMs who are trying to break into the market. Shogo have the Open Tablet, and there's one called the Open Peak Open Tablet as well. These are people who are attempting to put out... And to be honest with you, if you looked at these things, you'd say that's an iPad, that is. It's basically a flat-out clone of what the iPad is. So there are potentially hardware options available, but as an opportunity for open source, certainly you could probably get those things that I'm quite sure someone will port Ubuntu to them, or port Debian to them, or port Fedora to them, or whatever, at some point relatively soon. But we're not really talking about that. We're not talking about getting a tablet and then aftermarket putting open source software on them. We're talking about someone shipping a device which is available to ordinary people and already comes with an open source software stack. At the moment, there's not really that much sign of that.
I think what's interesting about this from a hardware perspective is that the way the market was going was that one of the big new hardware, one of the big new pieces of exciting hardware was the Kindle, right? So the idea that, you know, people were reading books electronically and the whole e-ink thing kicked off and all the rest of it. And, you know, the e-book thing started heating up with the Nook and all the rest of it coming out and the Sony e-book readers. And the thing that I thought was really interesting was that when Apple brought out the iPad, they basically put the finger up to the ebook people, because what they did is they were, you know, everyone was saying, oh, e-ink is the way you should be reading books. It's easier on your eyes. It's better in direct sunlight. And Apple clearly said, you know what? People don't really care about reading books on ebook readers. They just want to, they want a nice device that can be used as more than an ebook reader. So they kind of like, to me, it felt like they put the finger up to the Kindle, and now the Kindle's going to struggle, and now they're trying. I think they're going to try and get in there with the ebook thing, as one of the major reasons to read content on an iPad or one of these other tablets. So I think what's going to be key here is these hardware manufacturers are going to want software that will allow people to, for example, read ebooks, to read newspapers, to get onto the internet very easily, because there's not a very clearly defined use case right now for these tablets, and ebooks is one of the main ones. And I think now the sting has been taken out of the e-ink thing. This has kind of opened up a new market for tablet-based ebook devices. The question is what software is going to be running on these things, like you say? Exactly.
I mean, at the moment, realistically, assuming we're talking about an open source software stack, you've got the obvious choice is Android. You've also got Mego from Intel and Nokia. And you could potentially build your own customized distro in much the same way that a great number of netbook manufacturers did. They put together essentially their own custom Linux distro. Mego at the moment, right now, this second, isn't really geared up for touch displays, but it will be very soon. They've got they've got what they call the handset SDK, which is due to arrive in June, which is very soon, you know, a month or so from now. We'd expect to see that coming out. What I don't know is whether they're actually going to have a large number of touch-enabled applications at that point, or whether they're just going to have a framework on which developers can build touch-enabled
Well, that to me seems to be the most interesting thing. Like, you know, when we look at it from an open source perspective at tablets, we look at it from an integration perspective. Like, how do we get this operating system running on it? You know, like, people have been doing this for years. You know, like, you know, when the iPac first came out, people tried to run Linux on the iPac. And then, and then Sharp released the Zorus, and that was really interesting for people because that came with Linux on there. But to me, integrating a distro into a tablet is not very interesting. Like, running the, for example, GNOME on a distro, standard GNOME, on a tablet, is not very interesting because it's not really cut out for touch. The thing is it's having a UI that's designed for touch and multi-touch. But more importantly, once that's on there, is how application developers can use that platform.
Having a big suite of applications in place.
Yeah,
because
that's where
Android's miles ahead of the competition. I mean, even if Mego was the best thing imaginable for touch, They ship Mego with the handset SDK a month from now, there still aren't going to be any applications. And the advantage is that, if you look at the Nokia tablets, the N770, the N810, so on and so forth, they had the Hilden MAMO user interface. And there was a great deal of noise about how it's really easy to take an existing GTK application and run it in this environment. But those still weren't touch-designed applications. Yes, the tablets had a touch screen in the same way the N900 does at the moment. But it's touchscreen really designed for stylus, and stylus touchscreens are basically like desktop touchscreens. The stylus takes place on a mouse pointer. They're not designed for finger touch.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is that the success of these devices is going to be fundamentally dependent on the availability of software applications. And for that to happen, again, where Apple have done a good job is they've made the application development framework really simple. But we need that for open source tablets, because I think one of the great things about open source is that if developers feel that itch, they'll write software that will satisfy so many things. I mean, you only have to look in the Ubuntu Software Center or any other software archive in open source to see just the sheer wealth of software that's available. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But it demonstrates that open source developers will really go out there and write loads of software if they want to.
It's
getting people to convince to do that for touch. And I think that's going to be a hard thing, is that if we don't have a really easily accessible touch solution, like, this is why the whole Shogo 10 open tablet thing, I think, sounds really interesting, because it sounds like they're going after the open source iPad. And I'd be curious to see if we can... If that's going to be something that they're going to be targeting, whether they're going to make the development kit really easily accessible and all the rest of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not just the case that having a device and a development kit will make it successful. I mean, to be honest with you, you can think of a forerunner of the tablet using a touchscreen UI with an open source stack. That's the Chumbi, right? I mean, it had a much smaller screen, don't get me wrong. So it's not, it's in no way an iPad replacement or an Acer tablet replacement. But the Chumbi people built something with a touchscreen, with an open source stack and an easily documented touch platform. And it didn't take off. I mean, yes, there were applications for it, but really not that many. And they were all pretty trivial. And I don't know whether just having a stack. I mean, the Mego people put out their handset SDK, but whether we're going to see a load of genuinely new apps in the way that I think, and the way that we have for the iPad. I mean, they have the huge advantage that you can take apps that already exist on a mobile phone and just make them work in a tablet environment. They won't be ideally suited for
I think that's part of it. I mean, if you were to walk into a busy train station, right, and you just stand on a platform and say, "How many people in here have got Chumby?"
Yeah.
Few hands would go up. But if you went in there and said, "How many people here have got a Droid or an Apple iPhone or whatever it might be?" Application developers don't want to write software that people aren't going to use. Most app developers. So I think that's the thing, is that like that's where Android seems to be like really positioning themselves, is, you know, if Android will run on multiple platforms, people are going to write software for it.
I agree with you completely, but realistically then, the question you originally posed, what opportunities does the tablet concept present for open source? The way you're describing it, any opportunities there are going to be presented through the medium of Android. We're not going to get there anywhere else. I mean, Mego is not going to get there. Customized new Linux distros are not going to get there because they don't have that wealth of touchscreen applications. So they're going to have to build them up from scratch. And you're already million or a million or 2 million applications behind.
I agree. But however, my reservation about Android is that Android's a good phone OS. I don't really know whether it's going to be cut out for tablets for tablets. So we'll see. We'll see. But you know what? That's what we think. That's what we think about the tablet hype phenomenon that's going on right now. I mean, Apple sold a million units in 28 days, and have they just hit the 2 million mark now, or is it just about to hit the 2 million?
Yes, they've just gone over 2 million.
So they're doing well. It sounds like, you know, everyone's lining themselves up to get in there, but you know what? That's what we think. What do you think? What do you think about the tablet? Is it a fad? Is it a phenomenon? Is it a good opportunity for open source at a platform level? Is it a good opportunity for open source developers to write software? Go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments there.
Yeah, or get in touch with us directly. Send us email. Tell us whether you'd be interested in building applications for a tablet, whether you'd buy a tablet running on open source if you've got it. Tell us if you've already bought an iPad, what you see in it that you didn't find available from an open source stack. You can get in touch with us through shotofjack.org/discuss. Find out how to email us, get in touch with us on Twitter or Identica.
Yep, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.